This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 80th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages on the regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The government has announced gallantry and service medals for 1,057 personnel of the police, fire services, home guard and civil defence and correctional services on the occasion of Independence Day tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs today released the list of 301 medals for gallantry, including 272 for police personnel and 29 for fire service personnel. The medal for gallantry is awarded for conspicuous acts of gallantry in saving life and property, preventing crime or apprehending criminals. Of the 301 gallantry medals, 197 personnel from the left-wing extremism-affected areas, 51 from Jammu and Kashmir, 12 from the northeast, and 41 from other regions are being awarded for their gallant actions. A total of 92 President's medals for distinguished service have also been awarded. These include 83 for police service, 4 for fire service, 3 for civil defence and home guard service, and 2 for correctional service. In addition, 664 medals for meritorious service have also been awarded. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggle against the atrocities of Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost and immense suffering was endured. He also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and collectively work towards building a Viksit Bharat. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. tomorrow on the occasion of Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, said that the decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees and general public attending the Independence Day celebrations. The DMRC said that the metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequencies on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has secured the return of fugitive drug kingpin Virinder Singh Basoya from the UAE. He said this marks a new milestone in the government's policy of zero tolerance against narcotics. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the Narendra Modi government is relentlessly tracking down drug traffickers hiding abroad and destroying their entire ecosystem with a ruthless approach. The minister said that by tracing the criminal through a top-to-bottom and bottom-to-top approach, the country's agencies have once again proven that no matter where drug traffickers hide, they cannot escape the long arm of Indian law. The agitation by students and job aspirants in Jharkhand over the alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations entered its 21st day today. Protesters have refused to call off the stir and reiterated that demands for a CBI probe and cancellation of the Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission combined graduate level examination. The protesters have also announced a Tiranga Yatra on August 15th to strengthen their agitation. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh today. Met Department also issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. Heavy rainfall is also predicted over Delhi, East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Punjab. Meanwhile, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal and interior Karnataka are also expected to witness heavy rainfall. In Canadian Open tennis, 7 seed Iga Swiatek of Poland defeated 2nd seed Elena Rybakina in straight sets to claim the women's singles title in Toronto last night. In men's singles, American tennis player Ben Shelton won the title in Montreal by defeating fellow American Brandon Nakashima. And with that, we end this news bulletin.